This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian military forces Friday have continued a multi-pronged attack on Ukrainian cities around the country. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
New missile strikes and shelling are reported on the edges of the capital, Kyiv, and the western city of Lviv, where black smoke billows after an early morning missile strike apparently fired from the Black Sea. Lviv's mayor says they've hit a military aircraft repair facility and a bus repair operation. A nearby resident says his building vibrated from the explosions and people panicked. In the northeast city of Kharkiv, at least 21 people were killed when Russian artillery destroyed a school and a community center. Early morning barrages also hit on the northern edges of Kyiv. At least one person there killed by shelling. And officials say across the country, hospitals, schools, and buildings where people are seeking shelter have been struck. That includes the theater in Mariupol, where the search for survivors continues. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak Friday as the White House warns Beijing that providing military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine will trigger severe consequences from Washington and beyond. Planning for the call has been in the works since Biden and Xi held a virtual summit in November, but differences between Washington and Beijing over Russian President Putin's prosecution of his three-week-old war against Ukraine are expected to be at the center of the call. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden would question Xi about Beijing's rhetorical support of Putin and an absence of denunciation of Russia's brutal invasion. She said the call is an opportunity to see where Xi stands. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the death of a U.S. man during a Russian attack in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, where he was seeking medical treatment for his partner. The death of Jim Hill of Diggs, Idaho, was initially reported Thursday by his sister in a social media post. She said he was waiting in a bread line with several other people when they were gunned down by Russian military snipers. Ukrainian officials reported that 10 people were killed Wednesday in Chernihiv while standing in the bread line. Along with the State Department, Chernihiv police had confirmed Hill's death but did not identify him. Hill was at least the second U.S. citizen to be killed in the conflict after the killing of journalist and filmmaker Brent Renaud last week. Hill identified himself as a lecturer at universities in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and in Warsaw, Poland. U.S. federal investigators have released a preliminary results from the inquiry into a tragic road accident in the southwestern state of Texas this week in which 9 people were killed, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says a young teenager was driving before Tuesday evening's deadly crash.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel of the pickup truck.
In this from KOSA, Landsberg says there was a crucial failure on the pickup truck.
The left front tire, which was a spare tire, had failed, which resulted in the vehicle pulling hard to the left and crossing into the opposing lane.
Into the path of the van carrying the University of Southwest's 8 golf team members and their coach. The head-on fiery collision killed the 13-year-old and the man in the pickup and 6 of the team members plus their coach. 2 others are recovering in a Texas hospital. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Chief Presidential Health Advisor Anthony Fauci said Thursday the U.S. could soon see COVID-19 cases rise again, and vulnerable people are likely to need a 4th dose of the vaccine. The Bloomberg News Service reports the top U.S. immunologist said British officials are already warning of a surge in cases there, driven by a combination of a new subvariant of the virus that causes COVID-19, an easing of COVID-19 restrictions, and waning protections from vaccines among segments of the population. Fauci said all 3 factors are currently in place in the United States, which usually is a few weeks behind Britain in terms of pandemic trends. Fauci predicts a bit of an increase in U.S. COVID cases, or at least a slowing of a drop in cases. The question, he said, is how the nation will deal with it. Repeating this hour's top story, Russian military forces Friday have continued a multi-pronged attack on Ukrainian cities around the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.